From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. The annual PBS Kids Writing Contest is underway. The deadline is Friday, March 29th. It's for children in kindergarten through third grade. They're invited to submit both stories and illustrations, and the winning stories air on GPB TV. We're going to be bringing some of those highlights during On Second Thought. Two Georgia children's book writers are helping to inspire kids. Aisha Saeed is author of Bilal Cook's Doll. Laurel Snyder's books include The King of Too Many Things and Charlie and Mouse. First, here's Aisha talking about her inspiration.
I've been writing my entire life, and it's been the way that I make sense of the world, and it's how I find my creativity outlet. So it's been something I've done since I was a small child. My parents would take me to the library every week, and so that's what spurred my love for wanting to write. I just wrote for fun. I wrote for myself. I didn't know that I could be an author. The fact that I was writing books and completing them, that always made me an author.
I've pretty much always been a writer. As long as I can remember, I wrote poems and stories and ultimately books by the time I was about 8 or 9 years old. The most important thing books have done in my life is they've kept me company. And so I feel like that's my goal with my writing, that I want the characters and the storylines to make kids feel less alone. I think that one of the really, really powerful things about writing is this creative and sort of critical thinking skills that you develop as a writer are useful in everywhere. Learning the building blocks of writing and sort of communicating well, those kids go on to be writers and better communicators in other parts of their lives.
The thing that I loved most about writing when I was young was being able to be creative. Because on that page, I could do anything. I could create new worlds. I could create new characters. And it was so fun to explore. And as an adult, I still love to do that. I still love to explore a new setting or a new place.
With each book, I paint all of the characters. I paint a map of the place where they live to try and explore what this world looks like in a way that is different than writing. It's like it reminds you that this is a relaxing, fun, creative imagination thing. You're not always illustrating the thing that you told. You might be illustrating the thing you didn't tell. There might be a whole world in your head and only some of the things came out in the writing. And so the art allows you to fill in the holes.
Illustrations help bring a book to life. They help the reader to imagine more clearly what you were thinking as you were writing the book. And it's a great way to keep a reader really interested and wanting to just keep on reading more. I think writing and storytelling and using your imagination is really important because it's a way to unpack your thoughts about things and to explore how you feel about things. I know when I was younger, I could put out things that maybe I couldn't say out loud, but I could put them onto a page.
Writing is about you. And it can be other things, but it's really about you by yourself and what's inside you. So I have very vivid memories, both in elementary school and then in high school, of what it felt like to be a part of something like this contest. It isn't about winning. That's not the point. It's about outlet and community. Kids can see examples of other children out there who are doing this kind of stuff that they're doing, and they feel like there are other people out there like me. I think that a context like this can give kids a reason to shoot for something more. It's not just fun and play, and it's not a grade. It's something in the middle. It's we're gonna work at this, we're gonna make it better, we're gonna make the story as good as it can be. But you can't fail this assignment.
When I was young, I also entered writing contests myself, and I think the hardest part about writing is that you want it to be the best that it can be, and when you start writing a book, it's going to be a little messy and rough because it's all your ideas on the page. So I usually start with a little bit of an outline where I kind of write down the things that might be in the story, what might be interesting, and what I want to explore. Then I go ahead and write a first draft, and the first draft is never going to be the final version, and you revise and revise until you feel like that you have written the very best possible version of that you can. And I've written many books now, but every single time I still have those same fears, and I know that it's normal to have those fears, and you just have to work through them because you will get to the end and you will get to the draft that you want.
Above my desk, there's a little piece of paper that says, you can fix it later. It's really, really important to remember that you can always go back and fix the punctuation or the spelling or decide that you want to change somebody's name or add a sentence that makes it better. But what you don't want to do is slow yourself down so that you don't let yourself tell the story.
I think all children have amazing things within them that they can share with us through stories. And the fact that you wrote this story, that you took the courage to send it in, I think that's a huge achievement just into itself and something to be proud of. after you finish submitting this story for this contest, I hope that you keep writing stories because your voice matters and the world needs to hear it.
The last voice you heard there was children's book author Aisha Saeed. You also heard from Laurel Snyder. They and all of us are encouraging kids to participate in the PBS Kids Writing Contest. You can find more information at gpb.org/education.